Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Here again, the last portion of verse 9. And in this place, I will give peace, declares the Lord God. God spoke to the Jews who had returned from exile in Babylon in this Old Testament reference. They were in the middle of restoring Jerusalem and their homes. But earlier in the text, it appears that they had been neglecting the temple, that they had even forgotten about it. God spoke through his prophet Haggai and says, "Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." They had fine homes, but the temple was not. And God called them to action. According to the record of Ezra, King Cyrus had decreed that the temple should be rebuilt. He's recorded as saying this, "Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem." But we know the project languished. Yet eventually the temple would be rebuilt. Rebuilt it was in quite fine fashion. But it was missing something. It was missing the Ark of the Covenant. And the cloud that had filled Solomon's temple upon its dedication was not there. Indeed, the glory of God was not in that temple. We cannot just look to buildings for glory. We must look ahead to what God would also do there. As he said in our text today, "The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace." This Old Testament lesson is far more than about the rebuilding of the temple. Indeed, Dr. Luther interprets this passage as messianic prophecy, and who am I to disagree with a good doctor? God said through the prophet, "I shall shake all the nations so that the treasures," or we might also translate it as the desire, "the consolation of all the nations should come in, and I will fill this house with glory." The birth, the life, the death of our Lord, indeed, would be of earth-shaking importance. The temple, indeed, would be rebuilt in the time of Haggai, and it would be wonderful, but the latter glory of the temple of our Lord would be everlastingly wonderful. The temples of Solomon and Haggai were centers of sacrifice of the people. The promised glory would be in his Son, who was coming to redeem Israel forever from its sin. He was coming to really eliminate the need for the temple. He would be the once and for all sacrifice for sin. He would come, and God would there in this Christ provide peace. Peace is so elusive in our world, in our time, as well as in the time of Israel. There will be no time of peace in the Mideast. However, God says, "In this place I will give peace." Was he wrong? Absolutely not. But what does this mean, "I will give peace"? That God would shake up everything. He said that he would shake the world to its very foundation. The consolation, the desire, the treasures of the nations would come in as the temple of God in the person of Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah. In him and in him alone has God granted eternal peace. On that Easter evening, Jesus spoke to his disciples. In John 20, he's recorded as saying, "When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side, and the disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus therefore said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive you the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." God indeed gave his church peace and the power to bestow real peace. The glory of the temples of Solomon and Haggai are forever destroyed. But the glory of the Christ endures forever. The treasure, the desire of the nations has come, and all has been accomplished. As Jesus spoke to the Jews, he said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And the Jews therefore said to him, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body, John records. The temples of Solomon of Haggai, Jesus and Herod have all been torn down, but only one has raised himself up and remains to this day. Jesus Christ is the enduring temple, in and through whom God gives the forgiveness of sins, indeed everlasting peace. He is the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and in him and him alone is salvation. In him and in him alone has God established peace between man and himself. God did the gospel, now we proclaim it." In the revelation of St. John, of Jesus Christ, recorded by St. John, we have this description of the glory of the New Jerusalem. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. And the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. How clear it is. God's prophecy of the temple and its glory is fulfilled in our Christ. The earth has been shaken, its desire and treasure have come, and God has delivered upon his promise to provide peace in the temple. This we celebrate, this we proclaim. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.